News from NOAA. It came from outer space, traveling 93 million miles in 8 minutes. Once it arrived on Earth, there was no mistaking the fact that a solar flare that produced an intense radio burst a day later affected the satellites that make up the Global Positioning System. Many of the GPS satellites were not available to technology dependent on them, as well as other communication technologies using radio waves, such as cell phones, bank money transfers, and navigation systems. The Global GPS Network is a set of precise GPS receivers used for a variety of scientific and real-time applications that include a positioning service that can give users highly accurate positions anywhere in the world, on land, in the air, or in the Earth's orbit within 4 to 8 inches. At a Washington, D.C. news conference, retired Air Force Brigadier General David Johnson, the director of the NOAA National Weather Service, said the unprecedented radio burst should concern everyone who depends on GPS.
That impacted satellites and research and NASA assets to airlines, provided, induced currents into power grids.
Johnson said even the U.S. Defense Department was concerned as the GPS satellites began to be cut off.
Is this the start of World War III? Did somebody impact our satellites, or is this just sunspots?
That intense radio burst caused by the solar flare on December 5, 2006, was monitored on Earth by the NOAA Space Environment Center in Boulder, Colorado, as well as other government agencies and academic institutions. One researcher likened it to a Category 6 hurricane. The hurricane intensity scales only go to Category 5. It was literally off the charts. Johnson said the nation and the world need to better understand radio bursts caused by solar flares because such events can have far-reaching global impacts.
National security impacts, aviation and maritime navigation, to be sure. Mining, surveying, disaster relief, telecom, I mean, we're starting to hear of all of the different industries that can be impacted.
The NOAA Space Environment Center is the nation's first alert of solar activity. Johnson said NOAA and its public and private partners will continue to look for ways to mitigate the impacts from intense radio bursts caused by solar flares.
In an increasingly technologically dependent society, we are becoming increasingly vulnerable to the effects of space weather.
Ever look at the timestamp on your ATM receipt? That precise timestamp comes from the global GPS system. That's just one of the many ways that radio bursts can affect technology on Earth. For more information on space weather, see the NOAA Space Environment Center at www.spaceweather.noaa.gov. That's news from NOAA. I'm Greg Hernandez from NOAA headquarters in Washington. For the latest news, see the NOAA homepage at www.noaa.gov, where science gains value.